Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the third parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph and Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis. Parak Gimel is going to begin our discussion of the Arba Minim, of the four species, the four types of plants that are brought throughout Sukkot. The Torah teaches us in Sefer Vayikra, Lekachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon, that you should take for yourself on the first day of Sukkot, Pre-Eitz Hadar, Kapos Timarim, Va'anaf Eitz, Avos, Va'arvei Nachal, that you should take the beautiful tree, branches of date palms, a shoot of a plaited tree, and willows of a brook, Usemachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom, and you should use them to rejoice in front of Hashem, to be happy in front of Hashem for 7 days. Now the Torah is commanding us in these Sukkim, in these words, to perform the Ansukkis, the mitzvah of taking the Arba Minim, which are, again, the fruit of a beautiful tree, which refers to the esrog, a certain type of citrus fruit, the branch of a date palm refers to the lulav, the shoots of a plaited tree refers to hadasim, and the willows of a brook refer to aravos. Now, the basic obligation of taking these four species is simply to take hold of one lulav, one esrog, 3 hadasim, and 2 aravos. The ideal way to perform the mitzvah is that after one ties the lulav, hadasim, and aravos together, then one takes the bundle in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand and waves them in all 4 directions of the compass and up and down. So that's north, south, east, west, and then up and down as well. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah applied on all 7 days of Sukkot. But out of the Beis HaMikdash, the obligation applies only on the first day, as it says, Biyom HaRishon. Now, after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Chachamim decreed that the mitzvah be performed everywhere on all days of the Yontif of Sukkot, except for Shabbos, in order to commemorate the practice in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in order to be valid for the mitzvah, the Arba Minim must meet certain conditions, must meet certain requirements, some of which are listed in the first part of this perek. Now, most belong to 3 categories. Number one, one must own these species in order to fulfill the obligation. It can be borrowed, and it can certainly not be stolen. As the pasuk says, "Ulekachtem lochem." You got to take for yourself. It can't be someone else's. B, they must be whole, undamaged, and of a certain size, as we'll learn. And C, each must possess its unique halachic standard of beauty, once again, as we will see exactly what that means. Beginning now, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph says, the Mishnah lulav ha-gazol v'ha-yavesh pasul. A stolen lulav or a dry lulav is pasul, is completely and totally invalid. Now, number one, why would a stolen lulav be a problem? So number one, again, the lulav has to be something that you own. Lekachtem lachem, you got to take for yourself. Number two, there's a concept that perhaps some of us have heard of, referred to as a mitzvah haba ba'avera, that if you do a mitzvah by performing an avera, then you have not done the mitzvah. In this case, you can't do the mitzvah of shaking lulav by stealing it from someone else. So as the bartender points out, that also would be a reason why a stolen lulav would not be valid. A stolen lulav would not work. Now, says the bartender, what about a dry lulav? So a dry lulav is not halachically considered to be hadar, beautiful, and the Torah again refers to the esrog as beautiful, and the other 3 species are also compared to the esrog in this respect, as the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph describes. Therefore, if any of the Arba Minim lacks beauty, it is not going to work, it is going to be puzzle, it is going to be invalid. Now, as the Shulchan Aruch paskens, a lulav is defined dry if most of its leaves or its spine have lost their green color and turned white due to the lack of moisture. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shel Asherah v'Shelir Hanidachas Pasul. If there is a lulav from an Asherah tree, a tree that was worshipped and used as avodah zarah, as idolatry, or a town of idol worshippers, it is completely and totally invalid. That if a lulav must be burned, it is considered as though it has already been burned, and it's reduced to ashes, and therefore it lacks, again, the necessary length that is required for a valid lulav, because, again, an asherah lulav, or a lulav of an ir hanidachas has to be burned. So, in that case, it's not going to be the appropriate size. Continuing in the Mishnah, Niktam Rosho, Nifritsu Alav Pasul, that a lulav whose top was cut off or had most of its leaves torn off is also going to be pasul. Now we're going to discuss cases where the lulav is kosher. It says the Mishnah, Nifridu Alav kosher, that if its leaves are spread apart like the branches of a tree, but they are attached to the lulav, then it is valid. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ye'egdenu melamala, that in order for such a lulav to be kosher, one must bind the leaves together at the top of the lulav so that they lie against the spine. Continuing in the Mishnah, Tzinei har habarzel kesheros, that lulavs from the palms of the Iron Mountain. What does that mean? That's the name of a place in Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara teaches us, whose leaves are short and they're sparse, they're minimal, they're kosher, as well. The leaves of this type of lulav are relatively short, few in number, and far from one another, but it is kosher only if the tip of each leaf reaches the one above it. Continuing in the Mishnah, Tzinei har habarzel, continuing in the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tefachim kdei lina'anea bo kosher, that a lulav that has the length of three tefachim, which is the minimum length of the hadasim and aravos that are bound together with it, plus another tefach above the hadasim and the aravos with which to wave it, that is going to be kosher as well. That is going to be valid. Continuing with the Paragimel Mishnah Beis, as we begin discussing the halachos of hadasim, says the Mishnah, hadasa goes over hayavish pasul. Similarly, just like the lulav, the stolen hadas or a dry hadas is also going to be invalid pasul. Shel asherov shel yirin nachas pasul, a hadas of an ashero or a city where the majority of the people were serving idols, that is invalid as well. Niktam rosho nifritu olav oshal yuanovim anavav merubos me'alav pasol. Also, a hadas whose top was cut off, or had most of its leaves torn off, or has more berries than leaves, is going to be invalid as well. V'imma'atan kosher, but if one made its berries less numerous than its leaves by plucking some of them, then it is kosher. V'in v'imma'atan b'yomtov, but you may not do this. You can't remove the berries from the leaves on Yom Tov itself. That is similar to being misakin kli, to fixing a kli, to fixing a utensil, which is not allowed to be done on Yom Tov, as the Bar Tanura says, that since the presence of the berries disqualify the hadas, one who removes them is in effect fixing it. Quick review, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph taught us that a stolen lulav or a dry lulav is going to be pasul. A lulav of an asherah tree or from an ir hanidachas is also going to be pasul. A lulav whose top was cut off or most of its leaves torn off is also going to be pasul. However, if its leaves of the lulav are spread apart like the branches of a tree, but they are attached to the lulav, then they are kosher. Rabbi Huda says that in order for the lulav to be kosher, one must bind the leaves together at the top of the lulav so they lie against the spine. Then the Mishnah continued by teaching us the lulav from the palms of the Iron Mountains. Again, this is an area in Eretz Yisrael where the leaves are relatively short and few in number and far from one another. And we said that it is valid only if the tip of each leaf reaches the one above it. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that a lulav that is the length of three tefachim, which is the minimum length of the hadasim and the aravos, plus another tefach with which to wave it, is going to be kosher. And then Paragimel Mishnah Beis taught us that a stolen hadas or a dry hadas is going to be pasul. A hadas of an asherah tree or a near hadachas is also going to be pasul, similar to the lulav. A hadas whose top was cut off or had most of its leaf torn off, or has more berries than leaves, is going to be pasul. But you have the ability to take off some of the berries in order to make it kosher. But of course, you can't do that on Shabbos because that would be misakin kli. You can't fix anything on Yontif. Have a great day.